الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. صبغة الله، ومن أحسن من الله صبغة وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ. Respected brothers and elders, in our previous lesson, we stated that the Jews and Christians, each one of them exhorted the Muslims, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, to follow their own respective religions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Muslims and instructed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say, on behalf of the Muslims, that amanna billah, that we brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we brought iman in all of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, without differentiating between any of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam, like how the Jews and Christians did. The Jews brought iman in Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they disbelieved in Nabi Isa, and the Christians brought iman in Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they disbelieved in Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Muslims to say that we bring iman in Allah and we bring iman in all of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, without differentiating between any of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and we bring at the same time iman in upon all the books, the divine scriptures that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. That if the Jews and Christians now bring iman in the like of what you brought iman in, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they are also rightly guided. وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, but if they turn away by disbelieving in all of the anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, or in some of the anbiya, like how they do, then Allah says, فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, then they are only in open defiance, they are in antagonism. Allah says, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ. Don't worry about them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you against their harm. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Don't worry, don't be concerned. Because Allah, He hears their aqwal. He hears, He is the hearer. In other words, He hears their words. And He is Al-Alim, the one who is well aware of their evil intentions. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Muslims to tell the Ahl Kitab, Sibghat Allah, that hold on to the Sibgha, hold on to the color, hold on to the dye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sibgha actually refers to the deen. In other words, hold on to the deen of Allah. Hold on to Islam. Become Muslim. Why is deen of Islam called Sibgha, the dye and the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Mufassirin mentioned that deen is called Sibgha, the color and the dye of Allah, because deen al-Islam should be seen on the body of a Muslim, like how the effects of dying can be seen on the clothing of a person. In other words, it is inseparable. In the same way, deen al-Islam should be inseparable from a Muslim. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَى. Who is more beautiful in dying or at dying than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala colored you with the most perfect religion, that is al-Islam, which is your religion and the religion of your forefathers. That is why the Muslims are then told by Allah to say, وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ, and we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. InshaAllah we shall complete the first part of the Quran tomorrow, inshaAllah.